Welcome to Intellijix San Diego Daily for Sunday, June 14th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, your local news and civic affairs anchor.
And I'm Sarah Chen, community and regional affairs reporter. Quick note for new listeners, we're an independent AI-curated podcast. We're not affiliated with any news outlet, government body, or official agency. Our stories are aggregated from public reporting across the region.
Everything we cover starts with the hard work of local San Diego reporters and newsrooms. If a story matters to you, seek out the original coverage and support local journalism. It's what keeps this region informed.
Marcus, it's been quite a week across San Diego County, and we're covering a lot of ground today. We're starting with breaking wildfire activity. A new Border 7 fire ignited Friday on private land, and officials are issuing urgent fireworks warnings ahead of July 4th, given how dry conditions are right now.
That's right, Sarah. We're also tracking major developments in a serial murder case that just expanded significantly. Dwight William Roan, already charged with one 2023 killing, was arraigned Monday on three additional murder counts spanning several decades. Plus, the Padres crushed Baltimore 9-3 yesterday, with Jackson Merrill and rookie Samad Taylor both going yard in the first inning.
On the government front, we'll dive into San Diego's newly passed $9.16 billion city budget, including some controversial decisions about police patrols that the police chief opposed. The County Board of Supervisors is finalizing their own $9.6 billion budget by June 23rd.
In our Santee and East County spotlight, we have major news on the Finita Ranch development. It just suffered its fifth court defeat since 1999, with dual rulings from Superior Court and the Court of Appeal. We'll break down what this means for the 3,000-home project.
Education news includes troubling findings from a civil grand jury report about Grossmont Union High School District's mental health provider changes, which left students without services for 4 months. But there's positive news, too. Santee School District just landed a $215,000 grant for a new career technical education program.
We'll also cover mixed signals in San Diego's housing market, with median prices down slightly year over year, but North County seeing 24% more inventory than last year. And we'll wrap with weather. It's going to be a beautiful start to the week, though there's a beach hazard statement in effect through Monday evening.
All that and more coming up. Let's dive into today's top stories.